Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. And it's time for the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in prayer and join us in song. Join us in the Word of God. Join us in a time of fellowship where we worship and lift up Jesus' name. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God. And I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name. Thank you for worshiping with us. And if you can stay tuned for the whole 15 minutes, we will do our best to be a blessing to you. We know time is a precious commodity and radio time is expensive. And we want to make every minute of this broadcast count for Jesus and be a blessing to you. Have your notepad and pencil ready for contact information toward the end of the service, if you will. And try to tell someone from time to time that we are here. John 14:23 is the word of God to begin today's broadcast. Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will continue unto him and make our abode with him. Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. Well, we thank you for your song request and prayer request and your offerings and any way that you have been in contact with this ministry. And if you've prayed for us, whether we've known it or not, we want to say thank you. From the Sing with Joy hymnal, page 72, here's one that says, I still believe.
I know there's power in the blood of Jesus. I know because I've found that it is true. For when I came to Christ, my sins confessing, He changed my life and made it all anew. Working power in the blood of the Lamb. Though some may doubt and turn aside, I still believe it's true. There's wondrous power in the blood. We're living in a world of sin and darkness. Face satanic forces like a flood, but we are promised power fight against them, the overcoming power of the blood. I still believe there's wonder working power in the blood. Of the Lamb, there is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Someday this life on earth will all be over. I'll face the judge of all eternity. The only plea that I will have to offer is Jesus shed his blood for
even me. I still believe there's wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. Though some may doubt and turn aside, I still believe it's true. There's wondrous power in the blood. Now sing it with us. I still believe there's wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. Though some may doubt and turn aside, I still believe it's true. There's wondrous power in the blood. Oh, there is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Well, a lot of things have come and gone, but our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and our trust and our belief in His Word have remained the same. No matter what kind of trials I have been through, no matter what kind of victories I have been through, I still believe there's wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. For our precious promise today, let's go to Isaiah 41:10, where he says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Again, more wonderful words of life from the Word of God. Let's join together in prayer today. Let's seek the Lord while He may be found. Let's pray for anyone that might be discouraged and being feeling all alone. Some people, you know, they feel all alone because they don't have any visitors, or they never hardly get a phone call, or they don't hear from someone. And it could be kind of discouraging and downheartening. But I want you to know Jesus is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And if you'll talk to Him, He'll listen to you anytime. Father, we thank You today that You are our visitor. And Lord, You visit us when we don't even realize You're around, because You're ever present. Thank You, Lord, today for Your presence and for letting us sense the fact that You are near us. And I pray today for anyone that might be discouraged or dismayed or disappointed, you know, or downcast and feeling all alone. These would be terrible feelings, Lord, to have, and this would be in a terrible place to be. And I pray, Lord, that each one today, if should there be someone in this group today that's in this situation, all of us others that are praying for them right now, help them to realize, Lord, so many people are praying for them. Lord, help them to look up to You. I pray, Lord, they'll surrender all their feelings to You, and You'll be able to lift them up and increase their spirits and bless their hearts. Lord, by the time this service is over, may someone feel like they're on the mountain where they were in the valley to begin with. Someone, Lord, feel a victory when they felt defeated. Someone, Lord, will feel like that You're coming soon when maybe at the beginning of the broadcast they didn't even have any hope of You ever returning. Lord, I just pray today You can make those kind of differences in men and women's lives. Bless each one today, we pray in Jesus' name. Oh, magnify the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed
blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation.
Hallelujah. And again, I'll give you some contact information toward the end of the broadcast. And remember, our broadcast ministry is listener-supported, and if you could help us, at least pray for us, or if you'd like to share a gift with us after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, it would be so much appreciated. No gift is too large or too small, and we'll take cash, check. You can do it on the website, however you would like to do it. And we're just asking the Lord to bless you. And we don't want you to take anything away from your needs or your family or your church. And we just, you know, if you have anything left and you'd like to share it with us, we just want to be able to continue paying our bill and coming to you. Again, thank you so much. And if you don't have anything to send, you can still contact us. We'd be so excited to hear from you. We'll sing a song for you if you ask us to. Here's one entitled, "The King and I." The King and I walk down life's road together, where many people go passing by. The greatest one and I alone. Hand in hand, the King and I. Why he should care for me will always be a mystery. He holds the whole world in his hands, but what am I? Can't help but wonder why we're together, the King and I. The King and I. Not long ago were strangers. I walked alone, not knowing why, until he came and put his arms around me. Now strangers, the King and I. We'll finish that chorus shortly, but I'm Pastor Dennis Myers and Sister Linda's at the piano. And thank you for worshiping with us. Send any cards, letters, checks, money orders, song prayer requests, any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And our website where you can hear the broadcast anytime, www.pentecostalradio.org. Click listen online and select the date. And you can contribute with your debit or credit card on the front page. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Why he should care for me will always be a mystery. He holds the whole world in his hands. But what?